So, Bart, just tell me the current string selection, IDN CCTLD string selection criteria and requirements document, version 4, that you think that's adoptable in its current format to be sent out for comment, yes?
I think with one exception, what I've added after the last call is that's a new decision. I can
right.
That it's at the bottom of the document, so page 8 and 9.
Okay, I'll scroll down now.
It is part of the, say, it came up during the last call, and it's string confusion with other TLDs.
Yeah.
And what I've done is, say, I've included the language from the implementation plan because it is foreseen, and we missed that one in the IDNC working group as well, and it may cause some issues in future.
Yeah.
I've included this one, so that's the language adjusted for the overall policy. I can trim it down and then it goes...
No, don't do that. Let's just make sure we're clear where we are.
Yeah.
I've read that and it's fine. The idea, if I understand it correctly, the idea would be that this document, this decision points document would be published for comment with the fact that some of the notes are still raising questions.
Yeah.
And we would seek input from the community on the document and effectively, therefore, on the answers to those questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Why don't we send a note to the IDN PDP list saying we think that we should publish this document later this week for public comment, and put in the request for comment, A, please comment, and B, if you have any specific comments on any of the questions that are raised or the questions that are contained in the notes to the document, please make a special effort to provide us with your suggested answers to those.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then we need to rephrase some of the stuff because it's not done in terms of questions. But that's
not
the problem at all. So
well, all right, then in that case, rephrase that and say that make a specific reference to notes that ask for a special input. So note 4, for example, says the working group would appreciate further dialogue with members of the GAC who have expressed a concern. Members of the GAC being almost exclusively the EU, but leaving that aside, have expressed a concern.
Yeah.
In other words, what I'm saying is I don't think we need to do too much work on it to get it into a.
I'll raise some questions, say, if there are any issues with these decisions and the notes.
My suggestion would be that, I think that's fine, and my suggestion would be that what we do in the call for comment is say we'd like comment on the overall document, but we specifically seek comment on the following notes.
Yeah.
And then you can say, for example, note 5, a suggestion made was the documentation of community support could be documenting the consultation process in the territory. So you could say, in the introduction to the request for comment, one of the notes that we specifically seek comment in is note 5.
Yeah. Do you want, again, this is for avoidance of confusion, do you want a full-blown public comment process or use the limited to the Cartagena? Because we can do both.
Where are we in the process?
It's still... So we're still working on the interim report, and probably you want to have these decisions combined with the process and then a full-blown one.
Well, I think we can say that then, can't we? We can say this is, we can call this a sort of interim comment process.
Yeah, and then we can make it very light, and we don't have to open up a full public comment forum for it.
Well, where will we put it then?
We put it on the CCNSO site, as we do with the progress reports and the other reports.
And then Cheryl sends a note to the ALAC saying, this is up on the CCNSO site, please comment.
Yeah, something like, yeah. As we Cheryl, do with the PID working group.
You comfortable with that, Cheryl?
Yes. Were you talking during Cartagena then, or?
No. Well, yes and no. In Cartagena, we will swim, play tennis, ride bicycles, and do all sorts of other things. But we will also, the CCNSO itself will have obviously a meeting on these documents.
Yeah.
And we will reach out to the to our own community on them. And that's fine from our process point of view. But so what Bart is suggesting is that we don't, because this is still a draft document and because we still haven't finalised things in the working group, but because input from all sorts of places would be useful, that we put it out, but rather than doing a full-blown ICANN public comment thing where it goes up on the website and it all gets archived and all of that, what we do is we put it up on the CCNSO website for comment and ask the members of the working group to reach out to their communities to comment on it. Then, once we've got a final working group report, we then do a full public comment process.
I understood that, Chris. What I was asking was the timing of the reaching out, for example, to my community. Before, during, or for feedback after Cartagena?
All of them.
Okay.
So
before
it is impossible,
and the during is challenging.
Sure. But I mean, the point would be that we'd put it up for comment closing. You know, in, I don't know, when would we close it? By January.
I would say somewhere in January.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
But does that work for you?
Yeah. But when you were referring to about during Cartagena, I was just wondering how the hell I'm supposed to squeeze it in from already.
No. I said the CCNSO. My apologies. What I meant to say was that the CCNSO will have a meeting on it in Cartagena, but that doesn't preclude others from commenting.
Yes. No. Okay. Then my answer is yes. Phew.
Cheryl.
And may I say, it was a beautifully formed answer and an answer that... Well, on that basis, Barbara,
Cheryl,
are you Sorry.
Cheryl, do you foresee a session on this at one of your meetings?
I would like to suggest the answer to that is yes. The question is where to wedge it in when we could get the right people in the room. Can I get back to you on that?
If it's not on, say, if you do it either one of the, I will try to be in that room as well.
Well, hold on, guys. Let's not get carried away here. This is the ALAC. I mean, Cheryl, you obviously can do whatever you think appropriate, but let's be really clear where we are. This is not a final report being published for comment. This is a working group draft document still in its drafting stages that has a number of points in it that we would like input on, and we're also happy to accept input generally across the board. When the final draft is published, which I imagine the goal would be to get that done in San Francisco, then we would be able to organise a proper ALAC, CCNSO, everybody meeting to discuss it.
My community, as diverse as it is, not dissimilar to your community, works better with prior preparation and planning to prevent a poor performance.
I agree, but I was simply suggesting that you won't have the time.
Yeah, well, let me get back to Bart on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, the reason I'm suggesting is it might be easier to take you through the document if I take people who are in that session through the document. That's the only thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the other alternative, Cheryl, and this may work because I'm very well aware of the fact that you guys need to be briefed on it properly and so on. And the other alternative would be that when the CCNSO has its session on this, which I think is Monday afternoon, isn't it?
No, Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday afternoon. When we have our session on this on Tuesday afternoon, you could, well, first of all, Ron would be there and Rudy would be there, but you could, if you wanted to, Cheryl, send some other people along as well. And then at a time that suits you, after that session, they could then brief, following on from our session, which will be a detailed discussion of stuff, they could then brief the ALAC, if that helps.
Can't hear you,
Cheryl.
I said my silence is meaningful.
That won't help.
Look, let me get back to Bart on that, okay?
Okay, yeah. That's fine. No problem.
So right. we got number covered on the progress report as well. I'll put it in terms of a progress report.
Okay.
We see
fine. Okay. All right. Well, so the point that I started off with that I didn't specifically say, but what I really want is I want this document to be published prior to Cartagena and be the subject of discussion in Cartagena.
Oh, yeah, that's very clear.
And I think there are enough discussion points, there are enough questions raised in this document to lead to some healthy, intelligent and sensible debate in Cartagena amongst anyone who's interested, not just the CCs. And that means that we'll be, several steps forward from the point of view of getting input by the time we all leave Cartagena, hopefully.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bart, what else do you need? Anything else on this particular document, or are you comfortable that you can send a note to the working group
and
say that we can publish it?
I'll rephrase it. This document. Into a progress report and make it available for public comment.
Okay, well, hang on. Don't rephrase the document.
No, but it's... Look, there is some... Not, say, the introduction and not the decision points, but, for instance, Section 4 can go now.
Okay, what's Section 4?
Section 4 is the stuff that's still open for debate.
Okay.
So turn this document into a progress report, but the substance of the document itself will not be changed.
All right. Well, if you're comfortable, you know what you're doing, so if you're comfortable, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Hero?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, Hero.
Yes, at this point, I am basically happy with the current version, except a couple of small editorial errors I found. May I point them out now?
Yes, absolutely,
yeah.
By all means.
Yes, okay. The first one is on page 5.
Yeah.
Decision E.
Yeah.
If the string is applied for... It's not the long or short form, so we don't need from here, right?
Yeah.
That should be form.
Form.
Mm. It should be. So yes, the from should go. You're right.
Okay.
So if the thing applied for is not the long or short form of the name.
Right.
Not that
way. Right.
Okay.
Okay, and. Second and the last one is on the next page. Decision F.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth line, the first word is we don't need DECI, right?
DECI territory, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yes, I'm sure that that probably means something incredibly obscure.
Where?
Bart, have you got that?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Second paragraph, second line, first word.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the territory, yes.
Yeah.
That's some weird thing.
Yeah.
There was a lengua as well as a language in that document as well. I was trying
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
decision if after H perhaps should be decision I after H.
Yeah.
H,
probably.
Yeah.
Well, decision if works for me, I must say.
Well, I think we need to remember that there's nobody from England on this working group, and so therefore we're all working in a second language. Okay. So, Bart, would you aim to get something out to the working group for just sort of nodding confirmation to go public within a couple of days?
Yeah, probably by Monday.
Chris, can I ask one other question?
You can ask whatever you like, sure.
Well, thank you, dear. But the one I was particularly interested in, I was rather hoping Manal would be on the call, there's still reference in the document rather hopeful getting some more input from GAC on a couple of things. Is that something that's going to be tied down in Cartagena between the CCNSO and the GAC, or what?
Well, it's an interesting question. The two key topics for discussion with the GAC in the CCNSO GAC joint meeting, which is on Tuesday afternoon, are not this. They are the delegation and redelegation working group, and the status of geographic names in the new GTLD process. The difficulties that have arisen in respect to certain aspects of this document are being pushed by a small but vocal number of GAC members, one or two in particular. If they get their act together and start making some sensible comment and providing some sensible input, then we'll deal with it. But up until now, really, they haven't. So we'll do what our experience tells us is the best thing to do, which is to ask straightforward questions of them and say, if you have input on these, please provide it. And if it's not forthcoming, well, then it's not forthcoming.
And probably from a process point of view, you could invite them for... There is a working group meeting on Tuesday afternoon, I believe.
Yeah, but they won't come to that, Bart, you know.
No, but no, from a process point of view, invite them. If they don't come,
sure.
They come, but they...
Sure.
Bart, what time is that meeting? I've been trying to get the schedule up, but it defies me at the moment.
Which meeting? The one with the GAC show or our meeting?
Your meeting, the Tuesday afternoon one. Bart referred to it a couple of times.
When's that, Bart?
No,
this is Thursday afternoon, or Thursday. No,
that's the working group meeting.
Yeah, and we could...
When is the CCNSO discussion on this?
Tuesday afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay, cool.
What I've included here as well, and I will send that to the working group, is a full-blown agenda of all the IDN discussions taking place, as far as I know them.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got a fair chance of getting a couple of people in the room at that point of time, because I've got Macralo meeting running, Afralo finished, but and the Afri-ICAN one, which means... Yeah, it's not impossible for me to... Yeah.
Well, I think it would be really useful if you can do it, Cheryl, to get some bright buttons in the room who are able to sit and
listen. Yeah, I'm just trying to...
Sit and listen.
Free up them.
Yeah.
Free them up, I'm trying to.
That's right.
Yep,
Cheryl,
okay.
Just to make your life easier, when we've done this call, I will send out a note to the working group of all the sessions related
Brilliant.
To IDNs.
Terrific.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Because by Sunday afternoon, we allocate all of our people to all of our non-core, like our non-self meetings. And I just need to make sure I'm allocating the right people to the right things.
Sure. But I think my gut feeling, Cheryl, is that to quote an ancient Russian folk tale, the trouble is not now, the trouble is before us and in front of us. So, in fact, it's probably going to be San Francisco where the major, having sort of the working group having hopefully finalised some documentation, when the major sort of input from others will be taken. But that doesn't mean that I don't think people shouldn't be there if they can be in Cartagena, because I think it would be very useful.
Well, apart from anything else, Chris, to put none too fine a point on it, has anyone heard, seen, or can even remember the name of the ALACS IDN liaison? I read my point. They're up for renewal annually at the AGM, so I would like to spot someone who may be appropriate.
Fine. Okay. Just so that we're clear, the real issues that have so far arisen out of this document are relatively simple. In my view, there is a significant level of consensus on most of the document, because it's working in the fast track, and there's no reason why it won't work in full policy. One of the issues that's arisen is the thing about the local internet community. That has been very challenging for a number of the IDN CCTLDs that have been granted, because they come from territories where local internet community, the concept of having a non-government organisation saying we're okay with this is so far outside of their paradigm that they can't deal with it. That's one. And the second one is that there is a challenge around a total confusion about what variance means. The European Union's position is that they want .eu in everything possible, and that's fine. But there is a push on from some governments to break the, and I'm being blunt and perhaps not tactful, to break the sort of unique standing of what a CCTLD is, and to suggest that it ought to be possible to have, different variants of your name, not variant in the technical term, but variant in the linguistic term.
Variation as opposed to variance,
that you mean. Yes, exactly. And so that's what we're going to need to deal with and come to some sort of agreement on, because...
And is that not something that you expect the gap to feed in for too, as well?
Yes. That's where most of the issue is coming from, and it's coming from a small number of people in the GAC. I don't know if we're going to be able to deal with it in Cartagena. We probably won't, but... we'll see. All right. So, just to recap. Sorry, Cheryl.
I was just going to say, just while is it a sort of a twilight going on to the document, on note 3 and note 4, page 2, where there's a specific reference to GAC, dialogue with GAC, and particularly in note 3, we are awaiting further comments. Should that text be perhaps modified slightly to welcome but not await, based on what you were just saying, Chris?
Yes, I think we should. Yes, I think there's two things we should do. But I think Cheryl's right. You shouldn't say we are waiting for, but we welcome.
So that was from a previous. That was from the call from 6 October. So I'll
sure, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing I think we should do, Bart, is that we should identify the areas in this document that are GAC specific issues, and we should if you can extract those for me, I'll tell Manal that I'm doing this and make sure she's okay with it, but I will write to Heather and say, these points appear to be points of issue or points of contention. because they have been continually raised by certain GAC members. Could you please come back to us with some sort of position as soon as possible?
Yep.
Okay.
Marvellous.
Well, I think I can't see there's a huge amount of point in discussing the next document, Bart, because Cheryl and I can do that on our own tomorrow morning or the next day when we're both awake and not.
Yeah, it's.
What about Hero, though? Yeah, he might want to.
No, I didn't. I wasn't. I wasn't excluding Hero. I simply meant.
I've just got to watch him.
And in fact, to be fair, Hero's in almost the same time zone that we are, so. I just don't see the point, Bart, because we don't have enough people on the call to take it any further.
No, it's I'll think what I'll do is I will not include the process document. I say that the working group, something in the progress report, the working group is working on it, has started to develop a process document.
Yep.
Just to flag, however, Chris, on that particular document, the bits that I think my lot are most likely to start stumbling over are those that go to transparency.
So give me a clue.
Well, you know, my lot like things in goldfish bowls, you know, where everything is published, transparent at all times. And past that process, of course, you know, that you kept the things relatively quiet until everything was already, you know,
Cheryl, the good thing is, and I've included that in this process document, we're just going to wait what will happen with the fast-track review.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's part of the discussion on the fast-track review as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's right, but just to respond to your comment, Cheryl, on a general principle of transparency and openness, I accept that completely. But it was but you'll recall it was and I suspect it will remain so. It was a fundamental principle in the fast track that a country should not be that the application for an IDNCCTLD. The publishing of the string would remain private until such time as the technical hurdles had been cleared. And they were very clear about that, and I understand that, because the embarrassment for a government of putting forward an application for something that doesn't get accepted is palpable.
Is extremely hard, but that worked and was very clear and very reasonable in the fast track, whether it's totally pick up and plug into the full-blown process, I guess, is what parts of my community will be asking, along with how does an internet community become involved to be supportive of something it doesn't know about.
Well, and I agree with that. My argument, my response to that would be that it's a question of steps. So,
I'm not trying to solve it now. I'm just saying that next document, I think we've got work with the community we're going to have to do.
Sure. But I think part of what we need to do is to draw a clear line between what we could call the pre-process, which is you decide, you know, you put your string up for testing to make sure that it's not too similar and all that.
Homework phase.
Exactly, and then the public phase, which is when you say, right, the technical committee has agreed that XXX is in fact a meaningful representation of XXX.
Poor choice of example, Chris, but yes.
Yes, the intentional choice of example, shall we? And then you go, and then in order for you to be able to demonstrate at least passively demonstrate rather that you've got local internet community support is the fact that you publicised it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you publicise it and there is no objection, then can you not say, well, clearly there's internet support, because otherwise people would object. At least in some countries you can say that. So I agree with you. I think there's work to be done on the transparency scenario.
I like what you just said on the pre and post stuff, and for some reason I think that might lend itself nicely to one of Bart's little diagrams that he's very good at.
Absolutely. Bart, there's a call for a matrix.
Yes, please.
All right, well...
So just to recap, I will not publish or I will not include the process document at this stage.
No.
I just mentioned it, that the working group is working on the process steps.
Okay, good. All right. So, Hero, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much for making the effort to be on the call. Bart, we'll get something out to the list in over the weekend, presumably.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from anybody else? Cheryl, me, Hero, Bart, Christina?
No.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.